Welcome to the whitest house. Slave souls haunt the halls when the light is out. Except the blood of your power and the wicked mouth. The last gasp of a world that is dying out. Welcome to the whitest house, where every room is a tomb that they lie about. Where you can put your filthy feet on the finest couch, and for the right amount, you can even buy it out.
That's the essence of your entire political identity. You might be a white supremacist.
Are you recording?
We're recording now.
I got the clapper now.
Yeah.
Are we ready? Ready? J-A-Y-C. I messed up the claps.
We live.
We are live. Welcome back.
We live, man.
This week in white supremacy, what's going on? My name is Jasiri X. I'm co-founder and CEO of One Hood Media. To my immediate right,
it's your girl, Miracle. One of the people that make it up new words. It's she. It is me. What's popping?
Her.
She. Yes, we're going to start.
Another Rock Nation artist. Oh, so anyway, go ahead.
It's your boy Treble NLS, Never Like Supremacy, Nature Love Shy. You know the deal.
Absolutely. And my brother.
Full-time supervillain, part-time hater, the revolutionary but gorgeous. Album Supreme Asiatic Intelligently Divine. Yes, album is coming soon. 16th September, revolutionary but gorgeous, available on all digital streaming platforms. And the freshly abused.
I was assaulted.
This really angry black woman, right? Assaulted me.
The same one you just threw something at?
I know not of which
one. The same one you just threw something at?
I'm sending the video to my attorney.
Was this black woman creating new words to try to.
She was. I just heard a whole
having your success.
Every time she strangled me, I heard a Beyonce record play. And it was like, I was very triggered. So now I can't even enjoy the album.
Strangled.
Oh man,
yes. I was throttled. Actually,
a hug from the back.
They won't break your soul, brother.
They won't break my soul. Goddamn it!
Yes. It's she. Her. Okay.
She. Oh. Okay.
So I don't know if you got the clip up. You know. It's a lot happening, you know, of course.
Of course not. He's triggered. He's triggered.
No, I have the clip. I do my job.
Trump visited Pittsburgh this week.
Oh, okay.
But before we get into that.
Trump did.
No, let's know. We're not going to get into that yet. Not yet.
Who came to Pittsburgh this weekend? Trump did.
I swear, he is going to be his opener, y'all.
Oh, man.
Just wait until November. They're going to.
You know, Revolutionary But Gorgeous is a really great album. Yep.
They ain't believing me, but Trump did. Niggas didn't get pardons, but Trump did.
So, speaking of that, you know,
John, make sure you title this episode Trump Did.
We were just at Made in America Festival, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Team Rock. We were part of the Cause Village. Mm-hmm. We were, you know, we had a good time. You know, we interacted with a lot of folks. It was a lot of other great organizations in the Cause Village. Right before we left, though, there was some controversy around a interview that Jay-Z did
with Rob Markman.
Right, yeah. Rob Markman. It was on Twitter Spaces about, you know, his phenomenal verse in the song God Did
Hove
by DJ Khaled. Yeah, Hove did, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, incredible verse. And
he did that in one take.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and speaking of that, we saw
Young Guru.
Young Guru.
Lodge Up Guru.
Chopped it up with Young Guru. Lodge you know what I'm saying? Guru, man. So the controversy was caused by Jay-Z kind of talking about, I guess, how he feels he's being viewed now that he entered into that billionaire category. Do you have that clip, Fruit?
You know, and it just happened. This is just magic. It's really out of our control.
Last question, and just because, I mean, this is Khaled's moment, right? There's the God Did moment. Obviously, you were such a major part of that, but so many artists were a part of that. A lyric like, you know, when you start going into how many billionaires come from Hov's crib, you know, I count three, me, Ye, and Reed, LeBron, technically, oh, right? It makes me think, it makes me go cool, back to when you did the Drake verse and said, I made more millionaires than Lotto did. And that was a flex, and maybe that was about 10 years ago at this point. Like, can you talk about the evolution of not just getting it for yourself, abolition. But being able to get it
abolition.
For other people around you. And make other people, put other people in position. Absolutely. And really in the span of 10 years going from being able to say millions on a rap record to now saying billionaires.
Yeah, we're not going to stop. That's you know, right. Hip-hop is young. Yeah, cool. We still growing. We're not falling for that technology, whatever.
Teach on the technology,
you
know, Jay.
This
teach
public puts out there now that, you know, before was the American dream. Pull yourself out of bootstraps and you can make it in America. All these these lies that America told us our whole life.
Mm.
And then when we start getting it, they try to lock us out of it. They start inventing words like, you know, capitalist and, you know, things like that. I mean, you know, we've been called nigger and monkeys and shit. I don't care. Those words y'all come up with, y'all got to come up with stronger words. When I say y'all, I'm not talking about you. The words they come up with, they got to come up with stronger words. We're not going to stop.
You, Miracle.
We're not
going to
be tricked out of our position. Y'all locked us out. Y'all created a system that, you know, doesn't include us. And we said, fine. We went our alternate route.
Yep.
We created this music.
Yes.
We did our thing. You know, we hustled. We fucking killed ourselves to get to this space. And, you know, now it's like, you know, eat the rich. And the, man,
eat the rich. Wasn't that the shirt you had on last week?
I should have worn the shirt.
You know, from us, you know, we came from selling 7 records.
All right, we can pause that. So, again, So I'll say how I feel.
Uh-huh.
Right. Because
why do you keep looking at me? We don't have beef.
I mean, you did wear the Eat the Rich shirt last week. But I actually honestly don't think Jay-Z. So to me, Jay-Z is not talking to us as black people or black activists. He's not talking to us. This is how I interpreted it, right? Mm-hmm. I interpreted it as Jay-Z talking to white people. And a lot of times, you know, even like you would say, maybe like white progressive, because Jay-Z is saying like, you know, you initially, right, it was like pull yourself up by your bootstraps, go get it, go get your money. You know what I'm saying? America, the American dreams for everybody. He's like, all right, now we got it. Now, all of a sudden, when we get it, you know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, you know, capitalism is wrong. You know what I'm saying? When we get it, it's like, oh, eat the rich. You know what I'm saying? And he's saying like, you know, it wasn't like that when, and not it's not like a capitalist was a word that was invented, but I think he was talking about now
using it as a slur,
right? Using it as a in a negative way, right? Slander. Like oh, now it's so slur. It's like right, it's like so to me he's talking right. I mean,
it's invective. It's they're using it. He's
Miracle,
he's describing it as
a you know, hey Miracle, you know we be in these we be in these activist spaces and we talk, we joke
people
about it.
People be upset that we got money,
that's
Miracle.
What I'm saying. We joke about
because
it on
y'all
the show.
Got new Nissans. It's
because
not
right, we got Nissans, we got and Toyotas. Right.
We got push the starts.
Oh,
we got Nissans and Toyotas. But I'm just saying like right. So it's like people will look at that and say like, you know, people will judge our organization based upon like who support. Oh, you got money from
Jordan,
Starbucks. You got money from
Starbucks,
Michael Jordan.
Right. Yeah.
So people will critique us.
We got an ethnographer now,
right?
Niggas is upset.
Right. The Wallace Foundation. So people will critique us. You know,
we
I
name
mean,
dropping.
And
okay.
I say, hey, no, I'm saying Miracle. I mean, I was even as an artist, as a socially conscious hip hop artist. There were other hip hop artists that critiqued me for even getting. You know, I got grants to do my art. I got fellowships. There were other artists that was like, yo, like we ain't doing that. We out here getting our grind on. We out here, you know, and I was like, you know, I'm gonna do another way. So I like
but to go back
to it, like, right. So like in a lot of ways, people will look at Jay-Z and criticize him for his wealth, right? You know what I'm saying? And criticize him for his position. And so, like I said, but I don't think he was talking to us as black people or black activists. I think he was having a conversation with white America, because he was saying like, white America, you told us, go get it. American dream, pull ourselves up for our bootstraps. I did it. Now you want to say I'm wrong because I got too much. You know what I'm saying? That's what I think he was trying to say. He didn't use the best words. You know, capitalist wasn't just invented. It's been out for a minute, but that's what I think he was talking about. You know what I'm saying? You had something too you wanted to add?
Well, no, I mean,
come on, co-signer.
No, I was actually just going to talk about something you mentioned about grants, but we could talk about that later. Nah, I mean, I see every point that you're making, and I agree with you. Even though Miracle is gonna, you know, try to strangle me again, eviscerate. You know what I mean? She's going to, she's gonna put us in a crosshairs. But no, you know, that's the thing. Like, it's okay when white America plays by their own rules. As soon as somebody black does it, like you said, came out of hip hop, pulled himself up by his bootstraps, just like you told everybody to do,
right?
And now he got too much. Right now, it's like, oh, okay, you were supposed to get some, nigga, but you weren't supposed to get that. And I think that's what Jigga is saying.
Yeah. It's like I said, I think because he says, right, they call us nigga and monkey. Now they want. So he's not talking to us because we're not. We never looked at Jay-Z and was like, you was a nigga or a monkey. You know what I'm saying? Like, and so to me, he
what,
was.
What do you say? You know, mustache having whiskers like a rat.
That was Nas. That was a Nas quote. So Miracle, how do you feel about this conversation?
I mean, from what I'm hearing, it sounds like Jay-Z saying he's kind of like damned if he does, damned if he doesn't. But I do want to acknowledge that, like, because I was having a conversation about this on Sunday with a couple of my homies about how some people like Jay wear revolutionary for the aesthetic and aren't really actually challenging the system in any way that's beneficial to the whole.
Okay, so again, you know what I'm saying? In his mind, like, could he believe in his mind that what he's doing is revolutionary?
He could, but then he also has to acknowledge the ways in which his rise to where he is now had exploitation.
Of course, left people out. You're not going to get to be a billionaire and not exploit people. I mean, that's just, that's the reality. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and he's changing the circumstances of him and everyone who benefits him.
Right.
But
his circle,
when it comes to the people who are outside of that circle.
Like Dame? Right, you know talking about like Dame?
Yeah. or just like the community.
Or like
in general,
us, like me.
You know what I'm saying? He reps Marcy so hard, but I want to see, like, what is he actually doing for that community?
And that was one of the critiques, right? That, like, recently there was supposedly a program to go into Marcy and, like, teach people about Bitcoin. You know what I'm saying? And people, and when they brought it, you know, I guess an interviewer or journalist went there, people was like, yo, we about to get evicted. Like, and of course, we saw Bitcoin fell all the way off the map now. You know what I'm saying? So like, so people critique that, like, you're going to go in here talking about Bitcoin. These folks are struggling, right? These folks can't, you know, make ends meet. So again, that's true. Like, what is his, you know, broader, although, you know, and he's done, you know, he's done some activist things, but he's also done things that he was criticized for, right? A lot of people critique. Again, to me, I think, like, I almost wish, like, I could be, like, if, like, Jay-Z could, like, hire me as his, like, talking point, activist talking points. Because remember, the whole thing with the cabinet.
Like the anger translator?
Yeah, exactly. Because remember when he talked about, we're past kneeling, when he met with Roger Goodell. And a lot of people was like, hey, yo. And so
us included. We weren't for
100%.
That.
Yeah, we weren't so that, you know, that was criticized. That was critiqued. His NFL piece and, you know what I'm saying, even we talked about the halftime show. Okay, we got the halftime show, but that's about it, right? So so he has been critiqued. So maybe he is. Is he addressing these critiques that even folks like us have had for him, Miracle?
You know, this is a new word. And
I like to give people credit. You like to define it?
I can give people credit. You know, our late brother, you know, Chairman Fred Hampton.
Yes, yes.
Said, and I'm going to read the quote so I don't mess it up.
That's right.
We're going to fight racism, not with racism, but we're going to fight with solidarity.
Yes.
We say we're not going to fight capitalism with black capitalism.
Yes.
But we're going to fight it with socialism.
Yes.
And here is the reason why.
Right.
When you play chess, not checkers, and you go to the NFL and you have this multicultural halftime performance, and you
is it just because Eminem was in there? It's multicultural. It was one white guy, Miracle.
And
come
you
on.
Don't.
We don't know where all the drummers and the musicians were from.
Substantively invest in the black communities, the same black communities who were gentrified and pushed out so those stadiums could be there.
Right. Because there was that critique about the Brooklyn Nets, right? That Jay-Z was like a small percentage owner, but helped facilitate that gentrification, right?
You don't do anything about the increasing number of black people being exploited by tech, because if you look at some of the research, it's a lot of working class black people who have been exploited by tech industries, who've been left out by these tech industries. 100%. But be that as it may.
Be that as it may.
When someone is calling you a capitalist because you are bragging about being a billionaire, yes. You are partnering with Tiffany, who does blood diamonds and refuses to give back materials
right.
to indigenous countries, there is the right for people to critique you.
100%.
There is a right to sit there and say you are a capitalist. And it's 100%. Not just Jay-Z. We talk right, about right. Elon Musk.
Yeah.
We talk about all the people, about how they exploit and they don't give back.
But I think the difference between Jay-Z and Elon Musk, if I just pause and I'm gonna come, is that Elon Musk was from South Africa, you know, mm-hmm. this apartheid state. He had, like, wealthy parents, right? Jay-Z was from Marcy Projects, right? Jay-Z mm-hmm. literally pulled himself up from his bootstraps. So I think that's the difference between those two, right? And Jay-Z, you know, has done some things. You know, he supported activists. Him and Beyonce bailed folks out of jail. Mm-hmm. They've done some things mm-hmm. around supporting, you know, put the video out of Antoine Rose a second. So they've done positive things.
Be that as it may. When you are struggling and you are looking to better your circumstances, are you trying to attract and adopt the behaviors of white supremacists?
Mm.
Because that's what you see as winning, as making successful. Or are you actually creating a new industry? Because if you look at the environment, I mean, look at the interview, he's saying, we're still here. You tried yes. to lock us out, but you're here. So yes. you're there now. Are you just sitting at the white man's table and high-fiving him? Or are you creating new avenues for everybody to win and everybody to succeed?
So,
and that is one of the biggest critiques of capitalism, is it's based on the exploitation of another group. Somebody 100%. Somewhere has to suffer for you
yes.
to do well. Like, you know, we look at, you know, Melinda Gates, how she's like trying to give all of her money away, reinvest in communities. Yes. And sometimes it's public, sometimes it's private.
Right, right.
But the thing about Jay-Z is he has made being a billionaire
yeah.
and a capitalist his aesthetic 100%. For the past, like, 5 or 10 years.
Now, couldn't you say,
something
though,
to aspire to.
Now, couldn't you say, because he said Dame made millions, Big made millions, Ye made millions, Just made millions,
right,
Dior made millions.
That's what I was going to say.
Cam made millions.
Yeah.
Beans would tell you if he wasn't in his feelings.
Yeah,
so he did create industry.
And not only that, but he actually says on the song, right, how many billionaires came from Jay's crib?
Yeah.
So he's actually saying, like, not only did I become a billionaire, but I created an environment for Kanye West to become a billionaire, for Rihanna to become a billionaire. And then
Kanye said he did that himself.
Okay, of course. But then, you know, he also said, yo, I also, you know, kick game to my man Bron, and now LeBron's a billionaire. So he's actually trying to, so, is he at the white man's table? Yes. But he would have you believe, he would tell you that, like, everybody's around me is multimillionaires, all of their families, all of their people.
Cake,
you know, we
cake,
met.
Cake.
No,
$500 million, I got a pound cake.
Wait, no.
Niggas is fronting us upside down cake.
I got one more thing.
Hold on.
Go ahead, Miracle.
I would distinguish him from LeBron. And I would distinguish LeBron from Diddy, because we know Diddy be out here exploiting people left and right.
Oh, absolutely. The worst contracts in rap.
I would just, how LeBron has always given back. His whole entire career, for his school, he looked at Akron.
Hold on, wait.
He didn't do like a little Bitcoin thing. He said, I'm going to give you the school, but also when I give you the school, I'm going to give you a laundromat. I'm going to give you teacher training. I'm going to give you stuff, resources to help the parents, and I'm going to build up. And not only am I going to do that, I'm going to get my kids and their friends, and they're going to build up. And even though LeBron don't know the lyrics for any of the songs, he is someone who intentionally uses his wealth. Remember the infamous LeBron and his posse article that came out?
Rich Paul, right?
And the guy was talking about how LeBron then went and he paid for his friends to go to college. And he did it that way.
Tata didn't get paid, Miracle?
Huh?
Tata got paid?
No, but I'm saying LeBron built a whole entire empire and based off of his ability and has made it his mission to always give back, him and Savannah's Foundation,
Miracle?
Without exploiting people,
okay.
without partnering with entities that have horrible, horrible track records
Space Jam 2 wasn't
with black and African people, and then has tried to do his best to speak on issues and has said, hey, I don't know about what's going on with China. This is where my shield is. But I would say LeBron would be a better person to argue. And I don't think Jay-Z can take credit for LeBron, who had a multi-million dollar contract, who had businesses and resources and a community environment.
Can we check Miracle's account to see if she just purchased season tickets to
Vegas?
Yeah.
No, Miracle.
He wants to brag about being a capitalist and do all this stuff. So, and last thing I will say.
Okay, let's get it.
Also shutting down activists. While also shutting down black radicals.
Did he shut you down, Miracle? Or did he offer you a place in his cause village?
He didn't. He didn't shut me down. But the beyond kneeling, they just want to protest.
Yeah.
He also solidified his status in the capitalistic society by telling people not to listen to black people, black organizers, black activists. So again, he did right after he came out with their past dealing. They just want something to yell about. There's always a they. Like, no, people want this world to be better. And it's okay to say, I want you to help me make this world better. And that's it.
So, Miracle, you know, this weekend.
I want you to solidify your place at the Rock Nation table.
You know what? Miracle. Miracle. Okay. Can I just tell you about an experience I had this weekend? You know, Miracle.
As long as you don't fight any NDA stuff.
You know, Miracle, I had an experience this weekend. You know, I met an incredible woman.
I don't think we should talk about that.
I met an incredible woman named Gloria Carter, God. Miracle. Gloria Carter, who runs the Sean Carter Foundation, Miracle.
Who is she?
She is Jay-Z's mom.
Jigga's
mom.
She's Jay-Z's mom. And she talked about the work that the Sean... You know how long the Sean Carter Foundation has been around, Miracle?
Over a decade.
20 years. This is their 20-year anniversary. Do you know what they focus on, Miracle? They focus on... I'll tell you, Treble. They focus on students that have a 1 point... Like, your grade point average has to be in the ones. Mm. And they specifically focus on those students because they say those are the ones that slide through the cracks. And they focus on them. They give them resources. They give them, you know, they give them opportunities to help them, you know, get through school and get through and get into college. You know what I'm saying? They've been doing this for 20 years. And so I agree with you. Like, I agree, like, LeBron, media training-wise, because LeBron has to talk to the media.
We can't blame this.
Hold on, Miracle. LeBron talks to the media every day. Like, I agree with you. Like, even this commentary.
The greatest rapper alive.
Well, have you ever heard of Miracle? Have you ever heard a Nas
the
interview?
Words.
Do you remember when Nas called his album Untitled and they asked him about it and it was some of the worst responses? Man. I love Nas. Yeah. It was horrible. But when you listen to the album, it's incredible. But
the album kind of spoke for it.
It spoke for itself. Yeah. But he's not a great speaker. Nas isn't a great speaker. Jay-Z, again, he's not like an orator. Of course, he's, you know, you could argue greatest rapper of all time. But so he has done a lot of stuff behind the scenes. And I will agree with you when he speaks. That's why I said, I wish I could be the activist whisperer to Jay-Z to be like, nah, don't use that. Hey, here are some. I wish I could do that because I feel like his sentiment is right. And I feel like.
Activist ghostwriter.
Yeah. And well, exactly. And I feel like he has done a lot. He hasn't. Advertised a lot of stuff that he's done. He has done a lot. You know, Beyonce's done a lot. They stood with Sabrina Fulton and that family. They helped tell Khalid Browder's story. You know what I'm saying? They've done a lot in that space. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, I think, like, you have... But although I agree with you what you're saying, like, there are times when he's spoken, I'd be like, damn, Jay. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, man, who is talking to him? Who's advising him? Who's giving him game? You know what I'm saying? And so I agree with you about that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I do want to say something. I want to say money talks, but for Jay-Z, I just, like, hope that money isn't the only thing speaking for him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I also want to see and hear from his own mouth the ways in which he is denouncing white supremacy culture.
Right.
And I want to see him actively working towards dismantling that within himself. So that is reflective in the way he does his business, the way he does, you know, his activism, I guess.
100%. So
why are you looking at Jay to be an activist? Has he ever called himself one? But that's the thing. If he's never put himself, has Jay ever done anything to make you believe he's going to denounce white supremacy?
The nigga been talking about how much money he got
his whole career. Yeah. Like, it's really like my thing is like, this is where I look at with all rappers. Mm-hmm. Stop looking at rappers to take you into liberation.
But period. Also, if you're not going to be that rapper, don't parallel yourself with Fred Hampton. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
He can't help when he was born. Okay, I mean, he can't help that he was born on the day Fred Hampton got shot.
You know what I mean? Like, assassinated. You know
Real
what I mean?
Niggas but just
like,
multiply. Yeah. He can't help that.
Yeah, I mean, I think, though, but that's the thing. It's like, Jay never came out with, like, a RBG flag with the Angela Davis
But
mantra.
He has worn, remember he wore, like, the Che Guevara.
I'm Che Guevara with bling on.
Right.
I'm Complex. That's the thing. He did
the song on Judas and the Messiah. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He can have
consciousness, but that's the thing. It's like, yeah. I don't look like, I'm not going to say Kanye just because he did Jesus Walks and he has Sunday service and all this. I'm not expecting Kanye to hit me with the blood of Christ when I see him to give me salvation. I'm not looking at Ye or Jay to take me into liberation. They can provide a soundtrack for it. But I'm not looking for them to be like, oh, okay, this is the blueprint to dismantling the structure. I'm not looking for Lupe Fiasco to walk me down the path of Islam. He can give me a soundtrack and his guidance of how he grew up. But I'm not looking for Lupe to do that. What I'm looking for, like, I would rather, and even with Jasiri's music, he still does artistic interpretations of the struggle, right? Jasiri could give me a better blueprint to that guy because he came from that, right? And that's not to denounce any rapper who didn't come or did come through that line, but if that's not your flagship, I'm not expecting you, and I don't even hold you accountable. I don't, because at the end of the day, you selling records, and you in the music business.
True.
So, just as Charles Barkley wasn't a role model, I'm not looking to Jay-Z to be a role model.
So one thing I will say is just like, I'm not... This doesn't knock my respect and love for Jay-Z at
all.
But when I hear him say he's a real nigga, you know what I'm saying? It's like, as a real nigga, from one real nigga to another, I'm going to challenge you.
That's love. Also exploitation.
Like, the same thing that Kendrick Lamar and all these people, don't talk about the revolution, don't talk about activism and fighting, and then get mad when that same demographic
holds you to a standard.
I agree. About Fred Hampton always talked about socialism and communism and capitalism.
Malcolm X said, show me a capitalist, I'll show you a bloodsucker.
You know, all this type of stuff. So, like, don't get mad when you want to have the aesthetic of being an activist and organizer.
I agree with you. Wait, let me finish.
Get a miracle. Him up.
Because it's like this R. Kelly, Bill Cosby thing. People want to do the stuff they want to do, have all the harms, but they want to make sure that they have a group of diehard core black supporters just in case something goes down in the future, just in case they need somebody to fight for them.
Just the Al Sharpton
and a part of it seems that a lot of black activists, I mean, black artists feel like they have to be revolutionary. They have to talk about all this type of stuff. But when it gets down to it, they don't want to. Think about J. Cole and No Name and their Twitter altercation. Think about Rihanna's baby daddy talking about how, you know, he's not an activist. And what does all these people dying by police have to do with him?
I love how he was just summed up to Rihanna's baby daddy. It's incredible.
You know, I have a question for you, Miracle.
Yes. Okay, so I have two questions. But the first one is, you know, could you say similar things about Beyonce, right? Because
you know what? First of all, we're not about to go there. She is not the person who did the interview. Don't do interviews for this very reason.
Wait, because remember when she was talking about break your soul, don't break my soul, and people was like, Beyonce telling you to quit your job, and she has a massive amount of money, and
Beyonce doesn't do media, so she is not relevant to this conversation.
But she did a lot of socially conscious music.
She brought the
mothers of the movement
Beyonce
to her.
Beyonce has nothing to do with this. This is why you can't get married because this is bringing all the light and negativity to your ex.
So my question is, though, if you're saying Jay is that calculated, like if you're saying Jay-Z is calculated to the point where he's like, I'm going to give these little... I feel this is a very sexist line of questioning. Just because they are married doesn't mean she has to hold the water for her husband to get married. I'm asking if he's like, I'm going to give him some black stuff to keep the black stuff. Does she do that?
Beyonce.
Yeah.
Beyonce has leveled up when she did.
Okay, Jay-Z has to follow his wife's footsteps.
Yes. You know, one, she don't do media, and this is why. Two, but when her Ivy Park was accused of doing exploitation and all types of stuff.
I didn't hear about this.
She went and renegotiated the contract.
Oh, dope.
Found, you know, better suppliers.
I had no idea.
They're not the best, but she has... done some Absolutely. Stuff when people said, hey, you're being a little too exploitative with some of your music. She gave right. us a 70s dance revolution. Absolutely. She does listen.
What was she exploitive of her music about? Because I missed
that. We were talking about like her being in Katrina, the her last two albums being like super pro black.
Okay, some African
people.
Oh, I missed that.
Were saying, hey,
you remember Black is King?
You're exploiting Africa aesthetic.
Right,
and
right,
you didn't
right,
have
right.
enough African artists from Africa.
True.
On your albums, you know, she said, okay, you know, grab more people, you know, when SARS was happening, people had to call her out to talk about it. So she has been bullied and called out. With her, she responds, she changes.
Gotcha.
And because she doesn't do media...
She doesn't bristle. She doesn't bristle at these words.
We don't understand her education or how she views things. All we get to see is her actions.
True.
Meanwhile, the husband of hers, talking about he invested in incarceration, type of stuff, and then brags about it. And we're like, you're not understanding what
I feel you.
Saying.
So I see.
That's the difference.
Man, I see
Some
what
people,
you're saying.
You know, you move in silence. The G like lasagna as Lil Wayne.
hey.
I don't support Black Lives Matter.
Miracle's putting her law degree to work today, boy.
So if I'm understanding you correctly, you're saying the difference is... When Beyonce is criticized, she responds to it with changed action. Mm-hmm. When Jay-Z is criticized, he criticizes the criticism.
You know what? You should be a psychologist.
I mean, to be fair,
a therapist.
You
know,
to be
fair, we're letting trouble break this down. Okay.
Wow,
that's all I had to say. I just wanted to make sure I understood what you were saying.
The final point I was saying, I'm not trying to turn this into the Jay-Z apologist episode.
No, but this is a great conversation.
Jay-Z apologist.
But I mean, to be fair though, Jay has been criticized his whole career. Right, Jay has fought the media his whole career. He protested the Grammys. Jay was the first rapper to protest the Grammys. He was the very first one. So before Grammy So White, before any of that shit, Jay was like, "I'm not coming." So we have to, but Jay also came under flat. I cuss too much, so I can't get media coverage. I can't get the covers of the magazines. I'm not changing it up. I don't care if you don't play my record. Jay never had a number one record until Empire State of Mind. He had number one albums, never had a number one single until Empire State of Mind.
Right.
Jay went to the radio stations and boycotted all that shit. Jay made it possible. Jay said, you can use my voice in perpetuity. I will clear any sample for any rapper that uses a Jay-Z record, interpolation, sample, whatever. Jay has put himself in this position to really... fight the media in a way no other rapper in the history of the industry has ever done before. And again, I'm not saying this absolves Jay-Z of
his... like that.
Jay-Z did it first.
But I think like what Miracle and Trouble would say to that is that did Jay-Z do that for Jay or did Jay-Z do that for the collective? Mm. And I think
people have benefited from it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And so I think what you know Miracle and Trouble are asking for, and me too. It's like, okay, like now that you're in this space, like how can this, you know, extreme wealth that you're building with your friends and your family and like how do we expand that to where it really begins to benefit a lot more people? Like, can we create something more beneficial? Like, can you... You know, how powerful would it be, like you said, like LeBron did the school in Akron, if Jay-Z did something in Mar, it'd probably be a little bit different and the politics and things are different in New York than Akron. But so I think that would be the next question. And I think that's putting the ball in Jay-Z's court.
The last thing I'll say on this, and not to like toot my own horn.
Get a miracle.
But the way we move as an organization, how we require partnership from people who hire, develop, and have black people not only in their staff, but on their board.
True,
yeah.
How we do our, and we communicate. How when 100%. We do stuff, we ask that we have Muslim representation, queer representation, black representation, how we, even behind the scenes, how we make sure we're building a network of people support. So even if tomorrow we all retire, there will be other people who could do this work, even if they never give us credit. It's like the same thing where we're all trying to leave this world better than we found it and not always benefit from it. That is something I think that when people talk about capitalism, capitalism by design is selfish. Capitalism by design is you win.
Somebody else lose.
And if people lose in the process, oh, well, so, it's not your fault. If you did this thing and people got to go to jail for it, it's not your fault. I think a lot of stuff that Jay-Z does, he has a good heart that he wants to benefit the community, but a lot of it is him trying to prove he's no longer that drug dealer on the corner, not to make other black people feel that they have options, but to make other white people accept him in their circles. Because a lot of the lyrics that he boasts about now is how they even DJ Khaled, the whole thing is like, they don't want us, they don't want us, but we're here anyway. Like, at what point do you stop focusing on the people that excluded you and start focusing on the people that welcome you, celebrate you, and have always had your back?
Well, I think
I feel like he's always just like ramming it down people's, like other white people's throats, like, you didn't want me and you made it harder for me to get here.
Miracle, a little bit different. The song is actually called God Did. So the focus is on the
Beyonce
God
and Michelle
that
are always
propelled
like,
them
what
to.
Did I do to be involved?
Oh, in did Miracle? Oh, did you were saying?
What I was gonna say is, the nature of hip hop is to attack the people that doesn't want you.
100%.
That is what hip hop is about. And I know, Miracle, you have a very adverse and warped and skewed perception
don't
of hip hop.
Do,
wow. Whoa.
No, you do. No, you do.
Whoa.
Take accountability.
Wow.
But
he's my therapist.
I did not expect that was coming.
You do. You have a very skewed version of what hip hop is.
Why? Wait.
But hip hop is about attacking hip hop. Hip hop is a contact sport, first off.
Really,
rap is a contact sport.
At the very beginning, you were complaining about contact and how you were.
Listen, I don't want to be assaulted. I don't want my person to be assaulted. But rap is aggressive. You're not a rapper, though. You're not a rapper.
I'm just a fan.
Do you want gender equality?
I'm just saying.
Did you complain about gender equality
at the top of the hour?
Come on. So look. So let's
do my work and skew thing.
But what I'm saying is,
where are the five elements?
You can't. Do you know them? But what I'm saying, though,
spell it first.
The five elements of onehood are: we believe in collaborate.
I think though, you get this conversation one when you start pocket watching other rappers.
Oh,
right? Like, when you start counting.
I'm a billionaire. Yeah. I'm a billionaire.
But, like, so if he says that, why does it matter? Right?
You know what?
He said you pocket watch.
You were right.
She has to watch. How does she know who to eat, right?
You know,
right? You can't eat the rich unless you watch in their pockets.
First of all, you know.
Man.
Let's get personal.
It got
beef.
Super personal.
You feel a type of man?
Dang, with the warped?
My brother?
The warped? Wow.
You know, I was like, it was a long weekend. It's going to be a struggle episode.
You know what? I don't know.
But somebody had clips just like ready to go.
Wow.
So I think I understand.
Help us, Trouble.
Trouble said give him a raise. They be in the peacemaker today.
So if I'm hearing you right, what you're saying is, it sounds like you're protecting the culture of hip hop.
Well, I would say like hip hop is braggadocious. I mean, that's
part
of it. And so like, and Jay-Z has been the king of bragging.
Mm-hmm.
Jay-Z has been talking about, like Miracle said, Jay-Z's been talking about the amount of money since day one, since Dead Presidents.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
He was talking about, you know, wearing platinum and people thinking it was silver because he was the first rapper to have platinum and Crystal. And so a lot of Jay-Z's whole career has been about, I got more money than you.
That's some Brooklyn
shit. You know
what
I'm saying? And it's like, it's manifested to, you know, him being a billionaire. You know what I'm saying?
We pop bottles on the White House lawn.
Right, but guess I think just the like, same like,
old so Sean. Then my question becomes, should we not be critical of the culture just because it has been established over time?
We should be. Absolutely. And I think like, right, you want to grow and you want to evolve. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, so like, you know, like I said, I know what Farouk is saying because like, this is Jay-Z, here's a guy that early on saw where he wanted to go. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people was like, come on, nigga, you ain't going to get there.
Yeah. And he told you from day dot.
Now he's there and he's kind of like popping his collar and he's kind of like talking shit on the people who said he would never get there. That is a very hip hop aesthetic, right? Mm-hmm. To get there and be like, yo, and that's just like Miracle said, that's Khaled's whole, like, Khaled's whole thing is like, you didn't believe in us. God did. Like, that's his whole thing. You know what I'm saying? And that is a very, this is why it resonates with people so much, particularly like people that have came from struggle. If you think about where each of us individually have come from and what we've had to survive and overcome, even to get here. You know what I'm saying? It's been a lot. We could all have a bunch of raps about that. You know what I'm saying? That is a very hip hop thing. You know what I'm saying?
Firstly, I want to say this. I didn't grow up a Jay-Z fan. Mm-hmm. I didn't become a Jay fan until the last 10 years. I started to understand things on a different level. But
he got a little money in his pocket. That's
nigga can get him. Pocket watching, nigga. Pocket watching. Why are you worried about how much money I got? We should be paying attention to you, nigga. but it's like it's a matter of like the hip hop in me, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't own a suit.
Yeah,
I don't wear dress shoes anywhere.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Because it's like if I'm invited to that table, you invited me for who I am.
Right, right.
So
right.
You recognize what I've done to get here. So I'm going to come in the way that you invited me.
Right.
I'm not going to conform. So if I go to one of these tables, like my very first meeting with One Hood mm-hmm. was to talk about our grants.
Right.
I came in there in a polo and sneakers.
Yeah.
Right? Because like that was like, this is who I am. Mm-hmm. And that's what Jay is saying. It's like, yo, I can do all of these things because I told you from the first album. That he named this shit Reasonable Doubt, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of not wearing suits.
My shiny suits, no suits, nothing.
No, there's another. There's
birthday suits. Because my birthday coming up.
There's a candidate.
Nobody cares about your birthday.
It's getting real close.
Since we warped over here. Since we warped and just unlearned.
Get over here. The Sagittarius coming out, boy.
Sagittarius.
Yes.
I'm calling in.
I feel like Miracle and Farouk's dynamic, hey, Earth and Fire, is like a volcano.
Hey, bro. Yeah. Hey, bro. We over here. I'm over here trying to duck and dodge.
Let's transition because the beauty of someone else not wearing a suit.
Oh, yes.
Man. Who else didn't wear a suit?
Well, we have a candidate for Senate, Farouk, if you can pull that clip up. And
he's not clean.
His name is John Fetterman, and, you know, part of his aesthetic is, you know, I don't know if you would call it hip-hop. You might call it, like, you know, kind of Midwestern.
You mean trust fund and tracksuits? That's going to be.
Wow. Hey, yo.
Muslim is going to be MAGA on that
Muslim
stage.
In full effect. Wow. Farouk, tell us how you.
Trust funds and tracksuits.
You said
Jay
would be your activist ghostwriter. So. He said, listen, MAGA, I got the
one-liners
for you.
Wow.
That needs to be Fetterman's campaign slogan, man.
No, it does not. No, it does not. So Donald Trump came to Pittsburgh, right outside
Trump
of Pittsburgh.
Trump came to Pittsburgh, and
Trump had some very choice words for John Fetterman, particularly about how he dresses. Mm. Can you pull up that clip, the how Fetterman dresses clip?
I got to get past these ads.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wait, here we go.
What a show.
Democrat extremists right here in Pennsylvania, your state's radical Democrat candidate for Senate, John Fetterman is the most dangerous Democrat.
Why is this nigga with the black for
He's
Trump
the
shirt
most
on?
Dangerous
I mean, you know, they got. He travels with him.
Seeking to join Congress this year in one of the most fringe far left freak shows ever to seek election.
Wow. Call him a freak
for
show.
For any office in any state. You know, I've watched him over the last couple of years. But Fetterman got it, and he got it in a landslide. And this guy's a disaster. He comes in with a sweatsuit on. I've never seen him wear a suit. A dirty, dirty, dirty sweatsuit. It's really disgusting.
And with the three
Ds. I'm a clean freak. I'm a clean freak, Oz. I don't like those dirty sweatsuits. They're disgusting.
Does he even wear a sweatsuit?
Fetterman may dress like a teenager getting high in his parents' basement.
He's a raging
lunatic hell-bent on springing hardened criminals out of jail in the middle of the worst crime wave in Pennsylvania history.
You're trying to pardon niggas.
I mean, let's wait. We haven't got to that yet.
He wants to get rid of your police. Fetterman is a defund the police Marxist who's just pulling the wool over people's eyes, who literally said that if he had a magic wand and could fix one thing, he would end life sentences without parole.
He's making me
want to
vote for Fetterman even more.
He got sweatsuits like me. He's trying to
through his position on the Pennsylvania Board of Pardons, Fetterman has released a record number of dangerous criminals back onto the streets, many of which have created horrible, just atrocious crimes.
And we met
He supports setting loose one out of every three inmates in your prison. And he bragged that his goal is to get as many criminals out onto the street.
Is that his goal or is your goal, right?
Fetterman supports taxpayer-funded drug dens and the complete decriminalization of illegal drugs, including heroin, cocaine, crystal meth,
and
ultra-lethal fentanyl.
And by the way, he takes them himself. Hey, yo,
Black
man for Trump is going to do some heroin right now.
Allegedly. And every community.
So pause that, man.
So I do want to say a quick point.
Yes.
I could see supporting evidence for Trump being a clean freak with how he tried to flush the dirt down the toilet.
Let's go.
Yeah, fuck Donald Trump.
Go ahead, Miracle.
I've always said Trump should be a stand-up comedian.
I mean, he got the insults.
He literally missed his calling.
He missed his calling, yeah.
He missed his calling. Dave Chappelle, what? Trump should be out here on stand-up. I think that it's funny because we're going to see the first time these candidates actually get attacked.
Right.
And see how they respond. True. I think it's very unfortunate it's coming when Fetterman is still trying to heal from his stroke.
Absolutely.
And so this is going to put like a lot of undue pressure on him.
Yeah.
But I'm very curious to see how the campaign is going.
He actually responded. And I felt like he responded in a very, I mean, he called him. He was like, this is desperate. And it really is. I mean, to like, you're not, you know, you have to try to paint him in such a unflattering picture because he's really whooping on Oz right now. Oz is losing badly. And so it's like, you know, and that's what Trump does, right? You go to like his personal parents. Oh, he wears dirty, dirty sweatsuits and, you know,
but this is what Trump does, but he attacks people's personal.
But then you're just lying. He hates the police. He's a drug user, drug dens. Like all of these are like easily provable, like disprovable lies. Like a quick Google search can disprove all of that.
This is more like an Arkansas Trump speech than a Pennsylvania
100%, 100%.
Trump speech. And the reason why, we've had a lot of issues with addiction disorder.
100%.
And so this was the wrong crowd. Like you saw when they were yelling, this was the wrong crowd for him to talk about the drugs here.
Yeah.
It was also the wrong crowd to talk about the pardons here.
Yeah.
Because the history of Pennsylvania pardons is they're pardoning a lot of innocent folks.
Yeah.
And they're pardoning a lot of people who otherwise would actually be rotting in jail. And it 100%. Brings back the Central Park Five.
And that's a great and I actually wanted to say something about that. Specifically, we're talking about Trump wanting to pardon. Should I bring this up?
Yeah, because you know, it is wild to hear, right? And just to kind of put this in context, right? Here's Trump saying that Fetterman wants to release all of these criminals. And, you know, it did come up, like you said, Miracle. We've seen people who have been able to come out of jail, particularly a lot of folks that were given juvenile life that are doing incredible work here in Pittsburgh and Philly. Fetterman in his own office has two brothers who were wrongfully convicted that were freed. You know, they trying to bring that up. But it's wild to hear Trump talking about Fetterman wanting to release criminals out of jail.
When?
Because Trump did an interview with Pittsburgh-based lunatic.
Legend.
I'm sorry.
Personal opinion.
Pittsburgh-based talk show host Wendy Bell.
Yeah, the conservative queen that she is.
Yes, yes. And this is what he said about January 6th folks that have been incarcerated.
If it'll play.
Come on now.
Why does it do this?
Oh, well, you know,
what can you do?
So I met with a number of times, but I met with, and I'm financially supporting people that are incredible. And
Trump did.
They were in my office actually 2 days ago. It's very much on my mind. It's a disgrace what they've done to them. What they've done to these people, it's disgraceful. And
you mean shitting on the walls?
And mostly, I mean, you know, it's their firemen, their policemen, their... There are people in the military.
People that should know better.
People that were.
I mean, people that actually.
You know, you look at what took place with the police, where they're ushering them in and
killed
so many different 100%. Things. And we're working on it very hard. We're working with legals. You know, this radical left system. These people are sick. There's something wrong with them. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. They're sick, and they don't mind. And they're cold. You know, they were telling me about some of the legal people on the other side. They're the most cold-hearted people. They don't care.
Why do we have
about families? They don't care about anything. They just and you see what they're doing with the sentencing. And I will tell you, and I'm looking at it very carefully. I've studied it. I study cases, and contributions should be made. We have to do that because you know they have some good lawyers, but even the good lawyers the
can't
judges,
be fraudulent judges.
You get before
amen.
Yeah, you get some of these judges that are so nasty and so angry, mean, the sentences. And I will tell you, I will look very, very favorably about full pardons.
Full
if
pardons.
I decide to run and if I win,
for the Walters.
I will be looking very, very strongly about pardons.
Amen.
Full pardons.
Well deserved.
I think that's probably going to be the best because even if they go for 2 months or 6 months. I mean, you know, they have sentences that go a lot longer than that.
Years and years.
But we'll be looking very, very seriously at full pardons because we can't let that happen. What's happened here, and I mean full pardons with an apology to many.
Now
whack-ass Wendy Bell now, testifying.
Now, think about this, right? Because
what's
he's talking about, but it's interesting, right? It's like, that's acceptable. Why? Because these are white people, right? They're white people who are like police officers and military. You know, Thomas Webster was given the longest sentence so far, 10 years in prison, right?
Yeah.
What did Thomas Webster do? They pepper sprayed Officer Sicknick, who ended up having multiple strokes and died. Then they hit him with a metal flagpole, right? And caused this individual to die. And so, like, they actually, you know, basically they killed a police officer. 10 years, to me, is short for this crime because you are a police officer. You attacked other police officers. You caused the death of a police officer. But these are the individuals that Trump wants to pardon. So this is what I think we should happen, right? I think, you know, we should have Miracle run for mayor of Atlanta.
Oh, you know, I think free the guys.
And that's what I'm saying.
Free
the guys should be our campaign slogan. Elect me. Could you imagine?
Remember this moment.
Right. Could you imagine if a black mayor said, elect me, I'm going to free these people. I mean, the critique of them would be so crazy, but if you said, man, how dare you run on a platform of freeing the guys? What do we say, Fruk?
Trump did.
Trump did. Trump did. Facts. Why can't I?
Fuck Donald Trump. yeah, fuck Donald Trump.
But no, let's, I mean, we no. have to.
I mean, that's wild to me.
Like, if you look at Trump.
But
seriously, look at Trump fanaticism, right?
Yes, look
like,
at it.
Look at the fanaticism of Trump and, like, the cult-like following us. Could you imagine if he took out that ad today against the Central Park Five, what the ramifications would be? He's already, like, put out FBI agents' personal information, right? They're at least somewhat protected, even though they had, you know, some lunatic come and shoot at them. But like, imagine if he would put someone out, a black person, right? And take out an ad in the New York Times and say these people need to be executed.
Right.
They would be killed.
Yes.
His followers now, with a thousand. Absolutely. Yeah, if this happened today, yes. Yeah, 1,000%.
100%. 100%. But it's just wild that, like, you know, we go back to, right, I mean, here is Trump fighting 8 cases right now. You know, but it's like we're the rule of law. We believe in the rule of law. But like you're
until
openly,
until it comes to Trump.
Right. Well, mm-hmm. Until it comes to like his white, you know, base. And it's like you all can do whatever crimes you want. He's letting them know. See, this is really what they say, what they call a dog whistle. Because we remember we talked about it last week. They said if Trump gets arrested, they ride in the street. Yep. If Trump gets charged with a crime. So he's letting not just the people that was at January 6th, but he's letting his other followers know that if they come for me and you fight for me and you go to jail.
Yep. I got your back.
Only let you out, I'm going to give you an apology. And that's probably also going to come with some type of financial compensation.
Right.
Mm. I mean, this is wild what we're seeing right now. And like I said, it's so, because it's Trump, because he's done so much crazy shit, it's not even seen as that big a deal.
Not even at all. He's moved the bar that far, like you were saying yesterday.
Crazy.
He's moved the bar that far to where nothing he does anymore is alarming.
It's not even alarming, man.
It's just regular.
It's regular. Miracle, you have any comments on Mayor Miracle Jones of Atlanta?
Free the guys. Y'all create Trump Day. That becomes his
walk-up
song.
Trump did.
I will personally.
You heard it here first.
But Miracle. Hey, Miracle.
Treble.
Hey, Miracle.
If you produce the song.
But what if we. Okay, so Miracle, how about this? What if we make the song, Miracle, just to like take all of the money we can get from Trump supporters and
you're
then we give it to a worthy cause?
Will we be anti-capitalist?
Okay, yeah. But I mean, it is amazing when you look at.
I know you already wrote the lyrics.
Not. That would be crazy. But I just would love to see, and I would like to do like a social experiment. I would like to take a black person and have them become a politician and have them say and do all the wild stuff that Trump is doing right now and wait for these white folks to criticize
him.
Lose
their fucking mind.
Just so we can say,
Trump did.
Obviously, you don't have a problem with what Trump did. Why would you have a problem with somebody saying, I'm going to free the guys and I'm going to give everybody pardons and I'm going to give Thug and Gunner and YSL a public apology after I get elected?
Yeah.
Why would you have an issue with that? We need to do that. Are you down?
That would be genius.
Are you down?
And then Trump did being the slogan. Like,
Trump did. Why are you coming at me?
Trump did.
You saying I can't say this?
Trump did.
I can't do this?
Trump did.
And then it would be dope if like the candidate had an MC on stage with them.
I mean,
every
it's
time
us.
They pointed, yeah, like, look, hey, that's their hype man.
Miracle is the candidate and will be on stage with her. You know what I'm saying? We'll be in the back and Miracle, you know, Miracle starts, you know, you got to put that black preacher in. And you know why I'm doing this right now?
Trump did.
And we just be like the choir. Trump did. We might even put a little, you know, you can sing. Do the sing version of it.
I can't hit a run like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can't take you the can't church. I can carry a tune,
Trump
but I'm not I'm not from the church, man.
Trump did. You know what I mean? We could put a little harmony on it.
Like, praise dance with it. Come on, man.
Trump did. Trump did. Trump did.
You know what I mean? Like, listen, I'm here for this. I'm so here for this.
We'll get shirts and everything.
Listen, we are going to do this.
Gospel.
Man, we're going to do this. When is the mayoral election of Atlanta?
It just happened.
We got some time?
Yeah, a couple years.
We got a couple years. All right. Well, maybe we can. Maybe
we
there's a
city council.
City council.
Yeah,
city council. That's what we're going to do.
Atlanta
free
needs
the
a
guys.
Miracle. Atlanta needs a miracle.
And you know who else needs a miracle? Gunna and Young Thug, because we coming
fact.
To free the guys.
That's
you know what I'm saying?
Order man them.
So
we already said it, but if you do want to free the guys, make sure you're registered to vote so you can be on jury duty and vote to acquit.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then also support the RAP Act, which is federal legislation to prevent them from using rap artists' lyrics in legislation. You know what I'm saying? That was one of the
in
things
trial.
That we had at the, at the Cause Village this weekend. Yeah, support the rap there. Do we have anything else? I mean, it's probably
I just
want to
say, and I think I'm speaking for my illustrious brother, Emmy Alaquiva, that shout out to local Artisan Foods for the French toast bites.
Oh, okay.
That
oh,
were
come on, man.
Fucking incredible. These vegan French toast bites were like...
Oh, that's what we're doing. We're sending shout outs. Grubaholics.
Oh, the jerk chicken cheesesteak?
They had a jerk chicken cheesesteak.
That sounds fire.
That was fun. Okay. Hey, bro.
He went back for another one.
I had two. I went back later and got another one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And shout out to the WAC restaurant service and hotel service.
Oh, man.
Hotels. Shout out to Level Up on Walnut. Gave your girl VIP. Thank you so much.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Turned up. Had a great time. Appreciate it.
I had a wonderful time. So
we turned up this weekend.
I mean, there's other stuff we could touch on, but I think we're going to wrap. This is what we also want to say. I think
Liberty Green this Friday.
Liberty Green. But let's also, I don't think we can close without talking about what's happened in Jackson, Mississippi as another like prime example of how white supremacy operates in America, in this system. The fact that, you know, again, another predominantly black city. We saw Flint. Now we see Jackson, Mississippi. Mm-hmm. People not having access to water, can't bathe, can't brush their teeth. You know, the water was coming out brown. And again, you know, here
Dark
are
brown.
In Michigan, it was a white governor who allowed this to happen on his watch, that they tried to charge and were unable to charge. In Mississippi, the same. A white governor acting like we can't do anything. You know, I don't know. I heard Joe Biden talk about it, but let's get some of that Ukraine money to Jackson, Mississippi.
Mm, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Ukraine ain't got shit to do with us.
So I think that, so I know there are organizations on the ground that are supporting what's happening in Mississippi. We ask that you donate to folks that are on the ground trying to get water to Mississippi and restore drinkable, like not even drinkable water, just water to bathe,
right,
water to brush their teeth. They can't go to school. All of these things are happening right now. And we know primarily it's happening because this is a predominantly black city. You know what I'm saying? But also to say for Pittsburgh, we've had a lot of issues with our water here as well.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? We probably need to be boiling water here as well.
Same supplier as Flint.
Right. And being mindful of how these, you know, environmental racism plays out in many ways in black communities like Pittsburgh, like Flint, like Jackson, Mississippi. Any other comments on what's going on in Jackson?
Shit's sad.
Real shit.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's support those folks on the ground.
Niggas lack sanitation.
You know what I'm saying? 100%.
That ain't cool,
you know,
man. That ain't cool.
Anything else?
In addition to what's happening in Jackson, also want to highlight what's happening in Pakistan.
Pakistan, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They just had an earthquake last night, right?
That is.
It hit the capital. Yeah, that's super, like the flooding and then the earthquake.
Absolutely.
Man, you know, man, inshallah, everybody's cool, man. You know, if you have loved ones in Pakistan, yeah, family, any friends, anything like that, you know, make dua, send aid if you can, highlight the cause.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Wow. Environmental racism is impacting both of these communities.
Absolutely.
And the fact that it's black and brown people who always have to bear the brunt
100%.
Of these capitalistic endeavors is a horrible, horrible situation, and we need to be fighting back for cleaner energy and better protections of our environment.
1,000%.
So that's it, you know. Hopefully you can read the RAP Act. Go online. Hank Johnson and Jamal Bowman, the ones who put it up.
Absolutely.
Read it, learn more about it, and we'll have some great information in the coming weeks about how you can get involved.
Yes. We got a number of events coming up this month, so stay tuned. As well as you mentioned, we'll be at Liberty Green again this Friday. Looks like we'll have good weather. You can come out and join us there from 7 to 9. Anything else happening this week?
Bash at City Theater is happening this Saturday. DJ QRX is spinning. DJ Big Phil, One Hood's one of the sponsors. Come on, have a good time. It's going to be a lot of celebrities, a lot of people out there. I'll be out there. I'll be taking pictures and signing autographs and smiling. you know, I'll be doing all of that, man. And if you see me with a Peng Brown Tang, mind your business.
Always. That's always something. Also, the Hip Hop Caucus is going to be doing some registering the vote at Galaxy this weekend. A lot of people are going to be out and about.
Oh, they're going to be at the Galaxy Lounge? Oh shit. Okay.
Yeah, and I'm gonna be at IUP. I can't announce where I'm gonna be. You signing autographs and I can't.
Y'all booking flights without me, and now you, and that's what you get upset about.
I'm gonna be at IUP this Saturday from 6 to 8. It's a museum opening focusing on our artists of color. I'm going to be doing a performance. It's a lot of other dope artists that will be a part of it. It's called Soul of a Region. And it's an art display that will be on display from Saturday till November 19th. So if you're at IUP, come holler at me. I'll see y'all Saturday.
Let's get in.
Also, just real fast, I want to lodge up my brother from early, Nate Lewis, who's opening his first solo gallery at Freedman's on the 7th of September. It'll be up for 6 weeks. So if you're in New York City, go to Freedman's. It's a legendary art gallery. Definitely make the trip, man. So this is one of my oldest friends, man. Congratulations, brother. I'm very proud of you.
I have another announcement.
Okay. It's like a bulletin board at this point.
If I may, pop my collar a little bit.
Uh-oh.
I also will be on Sunday.
On Sunday.
I'll be at the Burbank.
Uh-oh.
Movie.
Uh-huh.
Festival.
Flex on them.
In Los Angeles, California. Ooh. In Burbank.
Okay.
And they'll be premiering a documentary that I'm a part of. It's called How Does It Feel to Be a Problem? It's examining, racism and white supremacy in America.
Jasiri said his mom told him he could be anything he wanted to be when he grew up. He became a problem.
Hey.
So if you're in Los Angeles, you want to see How Does It Feel to Be a Problem, it's at the Burbank Movie Festival. I'm probably saying that wrong, but come holler at us.
They're not going to be able to hear him with all them drops.
Exactly.
Man,
exactly.
No, that.
Yes.
You know who heard him? Trump did. And we out. Have a good weekend.
It's over.
This week of White Supremacy. See y'all next week, y'all.
Welcome to the whitest house. Slave souls haunt the halls when the light is out. They suck the blood of your power and the wicked identity. Mouth. The last gasp of a world that is dying out. Welcome to the whitest house, where every room is a tomb that they lie about. Where you can put your filthy feet on the finest couch, and for the right amount, you can even buy it out.
That's the essence of your entire political identity. You might be a white supremacist.